Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have Tane and Pendergast with you. Biggest sports
during the break, I was bringing up like various personal drama of Sean's. I just wanted to get him in a miserable state of mind to make 2025 a new year.
Okay, I feel fine.
That's why I was doing that.
All the things you brought up, I've calloused to now, so I'm good.
Oh,
man. Yeah,
you're emotionally dead inside. That's a sweet spot.
That's a
sweet spot.
You know it.
Well, I feel real feelings when there's chemicals available. Yeah,
got that right, man. The biggest sports story of 2024, Houston sports story in 2024. I didn't sit down somewhere and mull over this for 3 hours. I came up
with
a
cocktail napkin.
It's a cocktail napkin list, man. Yeah, so I jotted down six, and I'm open to others on the text page if you want to send it in. 713-572-4610. I'll count down my six, okay? Number six, the Rockets resurgence under Ime Udoka. And that's...
Yeah.
That may end up higher up the list the further we go, but for 2024, we're only a couple months into it, you know?
Well, and I guess when I think of either stories, I kind of think of it almost as synonymous with moments or brief periods
sure.
in time, where that's been a nice, steady burn.
Yeah.
So it's maybe one of the best overall stories, but I don't think of it as like, oh, the big moment or the big, because it's been a gradual process over the course of a year and a half.
Yep, no doubt. So that's number six for me. Number five, Andre Johnson going into the Hall of Fame, which was widely celebrated as the greatest singular accomplishment for the Texans as a franchise.
Yeah.
Andre going into it got celebrated without the parade and whatnot. Like it was the most celebrated thing this franchise has ever had happen. Outside of a football game, you know, outside
yeah,
of
I guess,
a win.
Yeah, and that's another one that's, you know, it happens over the course of multiple months, so it doesn't necessarily feel like as like, oh, that's the big story.
No,
so it's
right.
a really good story.
Yeah.
It's maybe one of my favorite stories, but is it the big, big story?
Is it the big, big story? Well, and you're right, and it's several pieces, too, because the induction ceremony, you know, his speech, it was awesome. Like, the whole thing was great. Number four, the Azeez Alshire suspension. Was a huge story. Sometimes my gauge on stuff like this, Seth, is how much are they talking about this stuff on the national shows?
Yeah.
Azeez Alshire's suspension dominated the airwaves, not just here in Houston, but the national TV debate shows for 2 or 3 days.
It was the sports version of Hurricane Harvey.
Yes.
It was, okay, it's a big enough storm that this is on the nightly news nationally.
Go.
Likewise with Azeez Alshire, there was crossover there. It was a crossover hit.
What?
My big barometer is whether my mom texts or emails me about it.
There you go.
And she did. She wanted to have my mom, who yesterday informed my brother that Peyton and Eli have a nephew who's a college football player. So
She let him know that, huh?
Yeah. So if she's talking about sports to either of us, it's a big story. So she definitely saw something on like the Today Show or something about Arch Manning.
About Arch Manning. That's great. Dang, did you guys know? Number three.
And she asked me about Azeez.
Okay, good. Well, there's your litmus test. Number three. And this is, again, this isn't a singular moment, but this is just, you know, stories, you know, for me, how I define them is it can be something that's overarching. Bobby Slowik under fire. That's been a topic literally all season long. That's been the story with the Texans has been the regression of the offense. Not winning another division.
Yeah.
Not starting the year off 6-2. The in-season story has been Bobby Slowik.
It's been the in-season story. Now, I might be a little bit of a hypocrite here. I feel like that's also been a slow burn. There was questions, but over the course of the season, it's gone from, okay, he's promising, but he's got to be able to show that he can establish a run game. And then as everything is, and the offense has gotten worse and worse and worse as the season's gone along, that I'll bend my own rule that I made up 3 minutes ago and say that, yeah, that it feels poignant enough.
Yes.
And it feels like a big enough deal that that's up there.
That's number three for me. Number two, the Astros ALCS streak ending at seven straight ALCSs was...
Sad,
but a big story, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess, boy, I'm really being a fraud now. Or maybe it's just evidence that those are bigger stories, because that's been... It feels like that overall story leads to something that every two or three weeks you're like, oh, Astros haven't been in this position before.
Yes.
Oh, ooh, Astros haven't been in this position before.
Yeah.
And then you've got Altuve just coming out and saying, like, demanding that they re-sign Bregman.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's been a lot of... I feel like that's provided enough poignant moments that's way up there.
I thought about the Astros 7-19 start, putting that there, but you're right. Like, it's the ALCS, the ALCS streak ending, and ending as just popcorn fart as it possibly could, getting swept at home by the Detroit Tigers, who weren't even in the playoff mix until the last couple weeks of the season. I thought that was kind of 2024 Astros microcosm right there, you know?
I'm trying to figure out what your number one is going to be now.
Okay.
Oh, I know what it is. Okay.
You want to guess?
It's got to be the Diggs trade.
It's the Diggs trade.
Especially by I'm going to go back to the criteria that I had previously established 6 minutes ago.
Yeah.
As far as poignancy.
Yes.
That was one where... they made that trade, and unanimously, before we found out all the details of the trade, people thought, oh, they are not messing around.
Right.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Yep.
Even whether you loved it or hated it, that was an indication that, oh, man, they are seizing the moment and they are going after it. And then that created more and more. Like, that was something to monitor the whole. It was the talk of all summer long and on into training camp. Yeah, that's it. That's the big one. Good job, Sean.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Based on my haphazard, rapidly shifting criteria.
It's okay.
I would say that, yes, you nailed it.
It's our show. We can do whatever we want. I would say, you know, I talked about, like, you know, how big a story was it nationally. That factors into how big a local story it is. The Diggs trade was huge. You're absolutely right. It shifted the entire rundown on the TV shows that are on here in the studio, you know, with the breaking news. I would say one of the other criteria, if a fellow host comes in and interrupts the show to tell you about a breaking news, then it's pretty damn big, you know?
Is that how it happened?
Yeah, it was. Well, Lopez poked his head in and did the old, like, pointing it.
Yeah.
His phone thing, and I looked down, and so then I said, Lopez, come on in, sit down, let's chat.
It's weird, boy. I'll tell you what, my new criteria that I'm using in terms of biggest Texan stories of all time.
Yeah.
The DeAndre Hopkins trade must be way above the Diggs trade, because I remember exactly where I was when I learned about the DeAndre Hopkins trade.
Yep.
Whereas with the, I have no memory of Lopez or any of that. Oh, wait, no, now I do. But yeah, I couldn't bring it right up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was quite a toss that day between the two.
Yeah, because that's part of the you guys get all the breaking news, and this is the biggest breaking news there's been. Yeah,
yeah,
you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, that was
because we had the very abrupt departure.
Yeah.
I remember it now.
Yep, okay. Yeah, like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Payne and Pendergast with you. So yeah, what's your text in 713-572-4610? How did I do on my list? My top six: Rockets resurgence, number six; Andre Johnson going into the Hall of Fame, number five; Azeez Alshire suspension, four; Bobby Slowick under fire, three; Astros ALCS streak over, two; Stephon Diggs trade, number one. Man, that Diggs trade was huge. And that, boy, it was so huge that day. And for it to end the way that it did, with him just tearing his ACL on this benign non-contact play in week eight, in the third quarter against the Colts, was just, oh.
That's a story that's going to go down in not the annals of history, but the annals of history.
It will, yeah.
That's,
Yeah.
It's not as fond of memory as I thought it was going to be.
One end. People texting in, fire Bobby or run it back one more year. What about the Kyle Tucker trade? Someone's asking. Okay, where does does the Kyle Tucker trade crack that top six for
you? Oh, man. I wonder, boy, that's really, boy, it should have been in the top six.
Yeah. Probably so.
I would, that's, I guess by that point, it just felt like there was enough news that leaked out that it wasn't as big a, the Diggs trade was a complete surprise. There hadn't been rumors about it or anything. The Kyle Tucker trade was all part of, I guess, your number two, the Astros ALCS streak being over.
Yeah.
That was the Kyle Tucker trade was all a big part of that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have put, instead of Astros ALCS streak over, the number two story should have been the Kyle Tucker trade.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, without knowing which one to move out of there, I would say, yeah, it feels like a top six story.
If I had to take one thing that wraps up all of that, it would be the Kyle Tucker trade.
Yep.
It wasn't that you let him walk in free agency next year. It's like, all right, the writing's on the wall. Let's pull the Band-Aid off.
You're doing things that rebuilding teams do.
Good job, listener.
Yep, that's good. Yeah. Keep sending them in. 713-572-4610. All right. Dana Holgorsen, who's now the OC at Nebraska, story came out in the Chronicle. This is how you spend your time when you get an eight-figure buyout from your employer.
This is going to be our advice to everybody who's in that position.
Yes.
Coming up next. If you're in position to get an eight-figure buyout, this is the segment for
you. This is how you handle it. Yes. If you're getting $14.8 million from your employer to go away, do it the way Dana Holgorsen did it. We will tell you exactly what that entails next.